Good morning, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Mr. Burns, 29176.
Mr. Burns, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Crimacy for the three allegations on your warrant. And based upon information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on November 16, 2017. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore may we assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning.
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing today. And to my right, which would be to your left, is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. To her, next to her, is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. To my left, your right, is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And to his left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair this morning, sir. The gentleman that you see there, that is the Honorable Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole office, sir. Mr. Barnes and Mr. Grady, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Barnes, you have three allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana, THC, on about October 27, 2017, per the task lab report dated November 3rd, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about October 27, 2017, per the TAS LCMS lab report dated November 3, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
And finally, that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish and maintain residency at TLC 2203 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about October the 30th, 2017, as verbally directed on October the 30th, 2017. Sir, is that one true or false?
I don't know. I consider that to be a misunderstanding rather than true or false.
Right now, I have to have one or the other. Is it true or false, sir? Either one, if you say it's true, then you will have an opportunity to discuss it in phase two. If you say it's false, then you will have an opportunity to tell us why it's false, following upon some testimony from the Department of Corrections. So now, is it true or false, sir?
It's true, I did.
Okay, it's true, okay. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me get my paperwork straightened out here. Based upon the admission of Mr. Bonds, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, and agreed by Honorable Mr. Johnson, Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. You've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing, sir. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. We're going to ask that you remain quiet as we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections, and we'll be back to you very shortly, and we'll have an opportunity to talk to the board. At this time, Mr. Grady, would you be kind enough, sir, to give us some background information on Mr. Barnes?
Mr. Burns was released from DOC on April 24th, 2017, and was arrested on October 30th of 2017 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He's returned back to DLC on October 30th of 2017. He has a CSED of January 20th of 2018 that reflects zero abscondings. Current conviction, 2014, theft of means of transportation, 3 years. 2014, resisting arrest, 9 months. 2014, trafficking in stolen property, 4 years. 2014, harassment, 9 months. He has no prior convictions, he has one term with DOC, his CUIR scores are 2-2, mental health scores are 2, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no STD or gang information, no prior term to supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 2000, possession of sale of narcotics. Georgia, felony conviction, probation. 2013, theft of means of transportation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2013, resisting arrest, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a community risk score with G4B5.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Grady. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. Barnes, and I'm just going to go over a few things with you that we find in the case supervision summary. And we found out that initially when you were released from prison, you were pre-approved to go to Viva House, and where is that? That's in Phoenix. And apparently you went and then you never returned, and then you was asked to maintain residency at CASS, that's C-A-S-S, and you never resided there, and finally you were to go to TOC and you refused to reside at TOC. Why did you refuse to reside at TOC, sir? What happened?
That's why I said it was a misunderstanding. It wasn't that I refused, it was that the guy there, I forget his name, Robert something, because of my medication, he told me that I wasn't going to be able to stay there. And I let my parole officer know that we were all on the phone at the same time, but I was under the impression that I refused. Since then, I haven't been on those medications. So I haven't taken those medications since then. I haven't taken them since I've been locked up. So, I mean, I don't need them anymore. I actually have an acceptance letter to TOC right here in front of me that I have taken time to get that done to show that I am, you know what I mean? It's not that often confusing.
What kind of medication were you on that they refused to let you bring to TOC? What was the medication, sir?
It's from a diabetic, and one of my medications, I can't remember saying it right. It's Glyburide, I think it is. And one of the things that it said on the bottle is that it was supposed to be no excessive sunlight. No excessive sunlight or something like that. And because at TLC they did a lot of work at his son, he told me that he didn't think the TLC would work for him because they do some work there or whatever that requires you to be the son. And since then I haven't been on that medication, so I mean.
Since you didn't go to TLC, why didn't you get back on your medication? Or you just made a determination that you didn't need it anymore?
No, TLC hasn't provided it to me.
Oh, okay.
They ended up giving me the wrong medication. I'm still on the wrong medication, so I mean.
Okay, so you're on the wrong medication. Okay.
Yeah, they're giving me a medication for cholesterol, but.
How are you doing with your diabetes now? How's that going since you're not on medication? Is you feeling all right now?
I'm still on that for me.
Oh, you're still on that one? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still taking it for
me. I'm glad to know that because it's important, as I understand it, for you to stay on that medication when you have when you're diagnosed with diabetes. I'm going to move on, sir. I do show that you did have some employment. How long were you employed at the Phoenix Public Market Cafe? How long were you employed there, sir?
For almost 2 months, I want to say. And since being here, CO3 got in touch with them concerning my last paycheck with them. And I actually still have a job with them.
Okay.
I still have a place with them.
What were you doing at that cafe? What kind of work were you doing?
Shift.
You're a chef, okay. What kind of chef are you, sir? What did you, your hamburgers or what?
Well, they really consist of mostly Southwestern food.
Oh, Southwestern food, okay.
Yeah, a lot of Southwestern.
So you're a Southwestern chef, okay, sir.
Well, no, actually, I consider myself to be a Southern cuisine chef because I'm in Georgia, but...
Okay. You say you're from Georgia. Where in Georgia are you from, sir?
Savannah.
Savannah, yeah, they have good food down in Savannah. That's all the way down in South Georgia. Yes, sir. Okay. Now, I'm not going over all your programming, but I do take note that you had a number of UAs and some were negative, but then you ended up at some point with some marijuana in your system as well as some methamphetamine. Why did you start using drugs, sir, illegal substances, sir?
I think a long time, arrogance gets in the way of the way I act or whatever, and, you know, it's taken me a while to realize that I am that. You know, I do have a problem with drugs. I don't think I've ever admitted it, but, you know, I do have a problem with drugs. And when I feel like things are going too good, I get thinking it or something like that, and I feel like sometimes I'm rewarding myself. And I know that's not the way to go. And I have been attending meetings there. 15 days in my 90 meetings in 90 days.
Well, what kind of meetings you been attending? NA or AA? What kind of meetings? Okay. Well, I want to commend you for going to those programs, you know, NA and AA, as well as your employment while you were released, sir. But you know, you just cannot. When the last time you used any illegal substances, marijuana or methamphetamine? When the last time you used them?
That was right before she did swab, I think, on like 27th or something like that.
Okay.
And I had used like maybe 2 days before that.
Okay. And why did you come to Arizona? You say you're from Georgia. What brought you to Arizona, sir?
Well, it was a mixture of things. I needed something different in my life. I just wanted to, you know, make something of myself eventually, you know. And I didn't think that being in the same funk that I was in back home was going to help. So I ended up coming out here and staying with a friend. And, you know, the way I came out here wasn't too positive, but, you know,
So you came out here to get a new start in life, okay, and
yeah,
then you end up in the system. So now we hope that this will be the last time that we will see you in Orange. So we hope never to see you in Orange again,
you,
sir.
I can almost promise you this is the last time you'll ever see me in Orange.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to see if other board members, other distinguished board members that may have some questions for you. So just hold on. Distinguished board members, questions for Mr. Barnes. I don't see any further questions for you at this time, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing. But before we complete it, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
I just thank you for the chance to explain my You know, it's a big speech playing, but I don't even remember it right now, so thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, sir, and thank you for appearing before the board today. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And we do this publicly, and once we completed this discussion, we will tell you what the decision of the board is, whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. I find Mr. Barnes to be a very interesting, a friendly, jolly type individual. I guess we need some of that, especially during this season of the year. And I commend him for having employment and for recognizing some of the challenges that he faced, and hopefully he's prepared to deal with them, and hopefully that he will not use drugs again. I think that if he had more time, I would be willing to consider placing him back in the community. However, he has less than a month before he is, exactly a month from today. He will be out a month from today. This will be his anniversary, and I think it would be in his best interest and the best interest of the state of Arizona for him to complete this month, put together a plan so when he gets out, he'll be ready to start a new life in Arizona, unless he's going to return to Georgia, he can start anew. And when he gets out, if the board agrees with me, then he will not be on supervision if he stays in until January the 20th. So that's my feeling, but that's only one board member speaking. I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Hearing nothing else from other board members, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Barnes violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways to the use of illegal substances, and we discovered in warrant number 2017-W3655, and I further move based upon that information and the information contained in the warrant to revoke his community supervision, and that is my motion.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by Honorable Mr. Neal, Honorable Mr. Cavanaugh, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Therefore, sir, your community supervision has been revoked by this board. I don't want you to look at this as being a negative, because you're going to be out on January the 20th of 2018, which means that this will be a time for you to get a new start in life. We wish you the best. And keep on keeping on. We want you to be the best chef that can be found, and that you will never, never, never be caught in urge again and commit any criminal ways or acts in the state of Arizona. Good luck, sir, and your hearing is over. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.